Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Today is Saturday, the 16th of June, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas, y'all. All right, this is a special edition of Let's Talk. And you know what? Today, our topic is going to be what makes a spouse cheat. And I have a special co-host, Miss Lady K is here with me. Y'all give a big round of applause. You know what I'm talking about. All right. So now, let's go and get on to business. Y'all know usually we start off with some sports, but guess what? No sports today. We're going to go ahead and kick right into it. All right. Say hey, Miss Lady K. Let them know you're here.
Hey, how y'all doing out there?
All right. Now, we ready to get hopping, popping, y'all. Here we go. Now, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Usually we have some our chat room open, but because we have technical difficulties with that today, that would not be available to you. But once again, you can always call in on the call line and sit and listen. You don't have to say anything, but you can sit there and listen to this old great show that's going to happen for you. All right. With all that being said, I'm catching my breath, and here we go, y'all. What makes a spouse cheat? All right, now that's a good question. You know, I know everybody got their little antidote or reason why a spouse cheat, but today we gonna talk about see exactly what y'all think about that. You know, I mean that's a question that's been asked over time, all over the place. You know, and there's a lot of theories with that. So. With that being said, we're going to focus today on some of the reasons I find out is there is a definite answer to that question. All right, so now we've laid that foundation, let's talk. All right, Lady K, I'm going to ask you the question starting off. What you think to make a spouse cheat?
Because people will do what they want to do. Simple as that.
People do what they want to do?
They do what they want to do.
What kind of answer is that?
That's the answer. They do what they want to do. For instance, let me just say, you go into a relationship thinking that it's committed, right? You dating someone and they know that you're with them and you're with them. But if they have a roaming eye or if they want to be with somebody else, they're going to do what they want to do. It doesn't matter how good you are to them. It doesn't matter what you say to them. A person is going to do what they want to do, male or female alike. It's not just all men, though.
Okay, y'all. She said you're going to do what you're going to do. Y'all agree with that? I don't know. I don't know about that one. Because I say if you're that good, even if you want to cheat or have a wandering eye. What
a
that
wandering
mean?
Eye.
What's a wandering eye?
You know what a wandering eye is. You know what a wandering eye. What's a wandering eye?
I don't know. Those are people who eyes go back and forth.
That's them people that every time they see something, they think they're supposed to touch it instead of just looking at it, a wandering eye.
Oh, okay. She says a wandering eye. Now, so what you're saying is it's okay to look, but you just can't touch it.
It's okay to look. You're not dead. You're only human. If you see something attractive, that's nice. But nobody told you to go and investigate and touch it and do all the things little babies do when they're trying to learn something. You know, they taste it, they touch it, they look at it, They feel it. They used all five of their senses to be able to get in touch with what they're experiencing. When you grown, you ought to know. That's not acceptable.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard that. Now, if you got anything different, you can call in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. All right. So y'all done heard Lady K explanation on it. And I'm going to tell you what. I kind of agree with what she said about you're going to do what you're going to do. But then again, I do believe there are certain circumstances that leads to you doing what you're going to do. You know, I mean, it's easy to do it, I guess, if that's what you really want to do. But there has to be some type of circumstances or conditions that lead to you having that wandering eye.
That's true. I can give you that. I can't give you from a male's perspective because I'm not a male, obviously. But from a female's perspective, there's a lot of reasons why I think females will venture out and try to talk to someone else, such as their man doesn't give them attention. He has time for work, and he has time to go play at the gym with his friends. He has time to do everything else but spend time with her. Now, I'm not saying he's supposed to spend every minute of the day with her, but I'm saying, like, you know, the interesting things, like, baby, how's your day? Be attentive to the little things, and those are the things that keep women attention. So when you attend to her and make sure she's okay, then she's not going to want to go and be with somebody else. That one very thing that she's missing is going to be the one very thing when she's at work. Here come Johnny come lately, come over there. How you doing, little ma? How you doing? Or however he approaches her. And he's going to know exactly what to do and what to say to her to get her attention because her man is very well occupied somewhere else.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you. From a man point of view, I really don't know about most men. Men are still dumb. We just dumb.
How you just going to say that?
They're dumb because men are more visual creatures.
Uh-huh. I can see that.
Men are more, I mean, we don't think that hard, some of us. You know, some of us do actually give things some thought. But most of us, we visual.
You're visual people.
We're visual, right? Uh-huh. And we see it, and we think it looks good, then we going after it.
That's true. It's kind of like a hunting thing with you all, or some type of prey or adventure, or something that y'all have.
Come on. Don't act like women don't be out there hunting either now.
Oh, women hunt, but we talking about men right now. You done put y'all on blast and on everything, so I want you to go ahead and finish your thoughts there, sir.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, we more visual. So basically what I'm saying is if you give us something to look at the house, you know, then maybe we won't be out there looking.
Oh, so what you're trying to say is that the women at home are not really appealing?
No, what I'm trying
They're
to say
attractive.
Is, no, what I'm saying, trying to say is, you know, you get together, say you're going out together,
okay,
and you're spending
okay.
the night, and, you know, you're coming out with your negligees and stuff on, but as soon as, you know, we get serious and get, you know, romantical and married and stuff, you start wearing the old grandma
clothes
and nightgowns.
Saying, okay, so how about
with the granny men? With the granny panties.
But wait a minute, how about men? How when we saw you, you looking all attractive, smelling all good or whatever. Next thing we know, you sitting on the couch with your hands down your pants talking about, baby, you can go in there and give me that beer in there, or you can give me some popcorn. I thought you said you was gonna make me some hot wings. What? That's not attractive. Looking at you, looking at the TV, looking at you with your hand down your pants and all that. I'm just saying, since we just got to keep it real, because when y'all get the woman, all that other stuff that you do to pursue her does cease. I'm just saying. She could be cooking, she could be cleaning, she could be taking care of the kids, she could be washing clothes, she could do everything she's supposed to do, and she's not motivated anymore if that's what she's looking at, because you're in your cockpit watching the TV, got your little remote control out. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, all right, y'all. Now, y'all hear the conversation going on, right? Y'all hear the conversation going on. Is this some of the reasons why your spouse cheat? Is this some of the reason why you cheat? Because I know some of you out there cheating. Don't act like you're not. This goes for the men, too. Y'all out there cheating, so call in and let us know. You ain't got to give us your name. Just tell us why you cheat or why you think your spouse cheating or somebody you know is cheating. All right, that number is 347-838-8622. And email is ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, with me today, we have Lady K, and we're having a great discussion going on right about now. You know, we have our different differences on why people cheat, but we're making it work, y'all. Now, okay, here's another scenario. You know, I hear a lot of people say they cheat because they feel neglected. You know, so my question is, when you say neglected, does neglected, the same definition for neglect pertains to everyone, or are there different levels of neglect that will go ahead and lead you to stray?
I think that there's different levels of neglect, and the reason why I say that, because no two people are the same. What I might need for me might not be what another female might need if you were dating that other female. You get what I'm saying? So for me, I like for a guy to go out and play basketball, go work and do whatever you got to do. Get all of that out your system, because when you come home, you're coming home to mama. We got things covered. Now, for me, if I can't get my quality time, I have a little problem with that. I might not want all of your time, but the little times that we can share, you know, pillow talk, or if we go out to the store and buy something for the children or whatever we're doing during the day, those little things matter to me. But for another person, they might be something totally different. So neglect, I think, would matter, you know what I'm saying, according to that person. I don't think it's like the same across the board. It can't be, because we're all different people.
Oh, okay. I guess.
What's neglect for you then?
I'm telling you, neglect.
You done been in relationships now.
I mean, neglect for me basically be you just ain't taking care of your business at the house.
But what's taking care of your business at the house, though? Explain that. You can't be in general.
Well, to me, okay. To me, all right, to me, my opinion of neglect is you're not keeping a clean house. You know, you ain't washing your clothes. You can't cook. I mean, you don't have to cook all the time. Don't get that wrong, because I can cook too. But I don't want to sit up in no nasty house, especially if I clean it up and I come back and it's nasty again. No, something wrong with that.
I understand that, and across the board, don't nobody should want to be in a nasty house. But however,
shouldn't
some of that be a collective thing? Because nowadays both people work, and last time I checked, y'all leave stuff running around here too, leaving your toothpaste on the doggone sink, your toothbrush there. You come in from the workday and you leave your shoes at the door, your jacket at the by the couch, and then before you know it, you got a trail of stuff all the way to the bedroom.
Well, hopefully she falling behind me, so we gonna get busy.
Oh no! So not only does she gotta be this, you know, immaculate cleaning queen, she gotta come behind you like she's your maid now.
No! I'm not saying that about no maid. I'm saying if I'm taking my clothes off going to the bedroom, hopefully she's taking her clothes and leaving right behind me.
There you go. Okay. You're going to take that conversation to a whole nother level.
Okay.
I'm not going to participate on that one. All I'm saying is, I think that when it comes to keeping the house clean and cooking and things like that, taking care of home, that is probably the way society looks like. That is a woman's thing. But in today's age, I think that both people should participate in those things, like cleaning up and cooking and things like that. What if the husband get home first? You going to stay at home till 8 o'clock at night waiting for your wife to come in or your lady friend to come in to cook for you? You just going to be hungry?
Personally, no, not me. I'm not going to do it.
Oh,
but I know some of those that will do it.
I know some that will do it, too. Baby, what you going to cook? You've been at the house longer than me. You could have took out some meat or something.
Because I know if I get hungry, I can cook.
Oh, but are you going to cook something just for you?
No.
Or are you going to cook something for
No, it's got to be for somebody, everybody in the house.
Oh, just somebody or everybody?
Well, hopefully it ain't going to be a lot of folks.
Okay. I'm not fooling with you today. So you basically saying that neglect is they're not taking care of the responsibilities and things like that.
Right.
Are there other things that's neglectful? I mean, that you think that's in a relationship, as according to how men feel?
Yeah, in the bedroom.
In the bedroom?
Yeah.
Didn't I just say y'all want no participation?
But no. Women use that same excuse for cheating too as neglect.
Oh, well, you're right, because if you, I'm not going to comment on that. Go ahead, sir.
No, see, y'all, she running from that one now. Y'all see that, right?
Because if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, yes, it's going to be some problems. And any woman in this day and age would lie and say it wouldn't be. She lying.
That's right. See? At least we got some truth out of it, right?
He's fine. You got to be able to do some things. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, let me put it this way. Okay, do you have to do some things? Well, but as long as you're doing them, does that make a difference?
What's the other option?
There is no other option.
Okay, you said, well, say that one more time. I'm confused.
What I'm saying is, as long as he giving it to you when you want it, whenever you want it, Does it matter how good he's doing it?
It is about quality and not quantity, baby.
Oh, well, see? Y'all heard that, right? And now you see why some of y'all spouse cheat, because y'all ain't doing it right. Y'all give him excuses every time he rolled over. I got a headache. Oh, you know it's that time of the month.
Don't act
you
like
know,
men don't the, have
the
excuses
kids,
either.
The kids,
I had a
you know,
hard
the
day
kids.
At work. Oh, I'm tired. My knee hurts. You know, I had that back injury when I was in the Army, and I can't do it. Oh, my. You give me a headache when I come. Okay, come on now. Those are excuses men give, too.
All right. Well, hey, it happens, right, y'all? But, okay, let's say it's not a constant thing every now and then. Would that constitute a cheat?
It depends on if the reason every now and again is why it is. Because there are some people that might have health problems where they can't perform or whatever that are legitimate health problems, not you made up because you thought back in the day you was an athlete and you hurt yourself and that was that one time you was in Pee Wee League and it didn't go past that. I'm talking about some real health problems. You know what I'm saying? Or let's say, I don't know, you sometimes stress and things like that does affect a person's ability to be able to perform. Those things are understandable, but I think and believe that as a couple, you all should be able to come to some happy medium for that, though. It shouldn't be it is all the time. It should be some kind of compromise, I think, for the relationship to work.
Okay. All right. You know what? I got to agree with you on that part.
Okay. I'm glad we agree on something since you didn't agree with me earlier. That's what I'm talking about.
But, y'all, really, now, besides that, what else makes a spouse cheat? You know, a lot of people cheat. Even Lady K brought up working. Is there such thing as working too much?
I think so. I think if you have to prioritize everything. And it's interesting because we have a lot of people nowadays that are so driven about getting education and working and getting ahead so that financially you can be able to take care of your family. But really, in all, you're not you're neglecting your family. You're not there as much as you could be. Maybe you missed some important events that goes on in your family's life that you're not participating in because you're so professionally driven. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I think work or getting education or both of those combined can cause you to be away from the house. And that's where what I was talking about. You can go do everything that you want to do in your life. I expect for you to do that. But sometimes if you really want to be in a relationship, you're going to make time for that person. And I don't think people do that.
Okay. Now that's an interesting point. So what you're saying is working too long or just being career-oriented can cause you to cheat.
It could cause you to cheat because why are you working? What the other person is supposed to be doing?
Well, hopefully they're working to take care of you. Why are you cheating?
Well, I'm not saying that that is the only reason. You have to realize that it is more than just one layer of a reason why someone would go out and step out of their relationship now.
Oh.
Add all those things up together.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, y'all heard it there, right? Lady Kata put it out there. Look, why are you cheating anyway? But what else makes a spouse cheat?
Nagging? Yes, possessiveness. All that stuff. That stuff
is
annoying.
What is nagging? Now, I hear men say nagging a lot. Very few times would I hear a woman say nagging.
Men nag.
What's nagging?
Going? What you doing? How long you going to be? Oh, my God, you got to hang out with her again? Really? How come we ain't spending time together? Men do the same thing. They just don't want to admit it.
Wait a minute now. What you mean we do the same thing?
Y'all do the same thing. You nag. When am I going to have some quality time? Where are you going? Who you with? How long you going to be? Or how about blowing up your cell phone when we sitting up there engaged in a conversation with your girlfriends and you out and your boo is ringing your phone up like you ain't never going to come home. Come on now. Men do it.
What? I had to laugh at that.
You know somebody to do it.
Look. Okay. Usually there's a reason behind us calling you like that.
There's a reason behind. I'm gonna tell you the reason because y'all be out there doing stuff you ain't got no business, so that your mess don't cross over to our innocence. Y'all behind be trying to check up on somebody. Now how you like about that?
Oh man. Oh, don't you think y'all? It's about to get hot up in here now. Once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in a few. See you then. we're back. Welcome back to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. I have a special co-host, Miss Lady K, here with me today. And our topic today is what makes a spouse cheat. Now, we've been having a great conversation. Now, being that we done talked about work and all that, now, Lady K say we be blowing, the men be blowing the phone up, and we agreed that women do the same thing. So now, my question is, if all that's going on, how does jealousy affect the relationship? Would that cause a spouse to cheat?
That would cause a spouse to cheat, I think. If you're always constantly accusing me of doing something, then why not? What most people logically, as this is what I've heard men say, well, you already accused me. Why would I'm going to go out and do it since I'm already being accused.
Oh.
But I don't know necessarily how that affects anything because, once again, you do what you want to do.
That's true. You do what you want to do. But isn't there, besides just that, there has to be a reason for the jealousy, right? Or is just jealousy alone is the reason that caused you to cheat?
I don't think people have necessarily jealousy just alone. There are some, don't get me wrong, that have jealousy just alone. They're just jealous. And they're possessive, because I mentioned possessive earlier. But I think that because maybe not necessarily in the relationship that they're currently in, but sometimes they bring baggage, and that baggage causes for if you were with someone that cheated on you, or that you thought that they cheated on you, or you saw relationships of other people, like let's say your parents or other people in the family or in the neighborhood, and you saw a lot of infidelity or things like that, that might cause you at some point in time to feel like everybody is like that, even though you're trying to be in a relationship. So you might bring different type of baggage that you don't really know that's causing you to be jealous or indifferent, or sometimes your insecurities. I don't know. That might be something.
Okay. I've been with some folk that are just insecure just for being insecure.
Right. Just because.
Yeah.
But you didn't never think to investigate why maybe they were insecure?
No.
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 But why not, though? If you're with this person and y'all are dating, or whatever.
You know what? That's the thing, though. If that's the case, and I done told you, look, you ain't got to worry about everything's good. I haven't given you no reasons to cheat or what have you, then why are you that insecure?
You never know what somebody's been through in their life. And I think that when you get involved with someone and you decide y'all are going to be kicking it, and maybe y'all haven't gotten to the marriage stage, I'm just saying that wouldn't it behoove you, it would be important to you to want to learn something about that person and investigate maybe why they're like that? Because you might be the one person in their life to help them get out of feeling like that. But you didn't take the time to, because you just mad that you accusing somebody accusing you of cheating.
Okay.
But you with somebody and you know them all so well, you love them.
Well, yeah, but here's the catch. You keep asking, okay, why do you feel this way? Why do you feel this way? Blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And you keep nothing.
And then you don't get no response.
No response.
Then maybe that person's not ready to face the truth then.
But yet they still pressuring you. So you get to the point, too, you were like, I'm tired of this. As you say, nagging.
Yeah,
I'm
nagging.
Tired of this. You're ready to roll out.
Well, if that's what you feel, once again, life is a choice. So you can choose to roll on that if that's what you want to do. But that's not going to change that person's insecurities. They're going to just take that on to the next person.
Ew. All right. Now, here's another question. Hey, I got some good ones, y'all. Once again, to call in and join the conversation, or even make a statement. You can dial 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, in the whole scope of cheating, which one I would say is more hurtful, when you're a boyfriend or girlfriend, or if you're married, or you're a married couple?
I mean,
is there a certain degree of cheating, or is there?
Wow. No, I don't think that there. I think there's just a level of betrayal on any part, because you're in a committed relationship. It really doesn't matter whether or not y'all are boyfriend or girlfriend, or whether or not you're husband or wife. It's that level of betrayal that you have. You get what I'm saying? It's more intensified now, I can't admit, if you're husband and wife, because we done did this. We've walked down the aisle in front of my family, your family. You know, we're supposed to be committed to each other. We done took our relationship to a whole nother level. And you not only just slapped me in my face, but you're going to cheat too. And most people are sloppy cheaters. You get what I'm saying? So that person that they cheated with lived two doors down. You couldn't even find nobody across town. You got to find somebody real close to cheat with me. So not only am I looking at you, you looking at me, we looking at we. You know what I'm saying? All of us got to be participating in the situation. So I'm not saying, I guess there maybe is a different level when you're married, but it's the same betrayal. It's the same betrayal because if that those two people are supposed to be committed in a relationship, then they're supposed to be doing right. That's how I look at it.
So usually there is no difference.
I really don't think that there is because, okay, what's the only difference between a man and a woman being boyfriend and girlfriend and being husband and wife is that ring, that piece of paper, and the ceremony. Am I not right? Don't boyfriend and girlfriend still pay bills with each other? Don't boyfriend and girlfriend still sleep in the same bed? Don't boyfriend and girlfriend still take care of children together and have house and come home, cook clean, as you said? They still do the same outwardly appearance things as also have the inward feelings. There's no difference but a ring, a piece of paper, and you stood in front of the man of God or woman of God that married you.
Yeah, but then that doesn't that elevate it, the commitment a little bit more, though?
It does elevate the commitment a little bit more, but let's say you've been dating this person 2 months, 2 years, 4 years. Does it negate the fact that we're just dating or we're just boyfriend and girlfriend? It makes it okay that you cheated on me because you're not my husband yet? Come on now. It's still the same betrayal.
Okay, still the same betrayal. Okay. Okay, listeners. I mean, what y'all think about that? I don't know. It makes a little bit of sense to me, but I don't know.
So what do you think?
Because what I'm thinking is, you know, I'm not condoning cheating, y'all. Let's get that straight. But what I'm saying is, boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, well, I guess it depends on how long you've been together.
What?
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me that if you've just been dating for 2-3 months and it's okay for y'all to be going out and seeing other people?
I mean, you know, let me clarify
that.
Okay. All right, now, here's what I'm saying. If you are out there, y'all seeing each other, but there has been no formal commitment made, is it cheating?
No, because you haven't made a commitment towards each other. But it's often assumed that
okay.
Y'all are together.
So if we assume that.
Right.
Who's assuming? What if one assume and the other have no idea that that's you're assuming?
That's why you need to come together and have a conversation, and people don't talk sometimes, and say that we're together. You're together. Do you like me? I like you. Check yes in the box, and let's be together. That's what that should happen. But if I've had this happen to me before where I'm kicking it with a guy,
uh-huh.
We're enjoying each other's quality time, I sit down and I talk with him. I say, hey, what's going on with us? I'm just wondering because, you know, I kind of like you a lot. The young man told me, well, I think we're just kicking it. I said, well, okay, we're just kicking it. Of course, it hurt my feelings, but I wasn't about to let that on at the time of our conversation. So I said, well, what's your definition of kicking it? He said, well, when we're together, we're together. But when we're not, we're not. And it's what it is. So I kind of looked at him. I said, okay, if that's what we doing, then I can't be mad at you. We just kicking it. That was my first time being introduced to kicking it, so I just took it and rolled with it. Now, 2 weeks later, when he came back up on the scene, after he left for a little while and came back on the scene and noticed that I had been kicking it with another little guy, he had the audacity to get upset and mad like I was supposed to know we was together. Didn't I have this conversation with you? All I'm saying is that sometimes people don't communicate right and they don't talk. And I was shocked and appalled. It's like, I thought we was kicking it. I thought I'd throw that back at you. We kicking it. So now I'm kicking it over here with him and I'm kicking it over there with you. But I'm wrong because he liked it to me and he didn't have the cojones, I should say, to say that when I asked him.
Okay, so... Basically, what you're saying, there was a failure to communicate.
Failure to communicate. People don't talk. People don't talk. You know they don't.
People don't talk, huh?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Okay. All right. Now, wait a minute, man. So, basically, if you're saying you're kicking it, you're really not cheating because you're really not together. Now, I'm trying to find out what the definition of kicking it.
Kicking it. To me, I thought kicking it is you and I together and we're working on being in a relationship or being committed to each other. I don't know.
Mm.
In my mind frame at that time when we were together.
Mm.
Now we were together, me, you, and all these other people. I didn't understand that at that time. I was young. I probably had to be 19.
Oh, okay. Well.
What's kicking it to you might be different kicking it to me.
Well, I don't know. I never kicked it with somebody.
And so, therefore, why I was shocked and appalled at it, that term was brought to me
My thing is hanging out
on the corner.
Yeah, I'm hanging out with your friends. That's kicking it.
I was just his homegirl.
Yeah, I mean, kicking it is just kicking it. I mean, I never realized that had something to do with. That had nothing to do with a relationship.
Well, I mean, I don't know. When does a relationship start? Let me ask that. Because some people have a different opinion.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
That's basically what we were talking about. When does it start?
When does
you
it
said,
start?
You said, I assume, right?
Right.
So
we're spending all this time together. I'm looking at you. Every time I turn around, you in my face. We're going everywhere together. And
Does it start when you become intimate?
That's not necessary because some people become intimate on the same night. So I think that's a...
Okay, so when does a relationship start? Both of you just get together and in public and announce that y'all a couple?
I don't know. That's different for everybody. I think it would be when you had that sit-down conversation and say, what are we to each other and what are we doing and how do you want to move
forward?
But
then again, we go back to the assuming thing.
That's the assuming thing. I don't know, but see, that's why I said everybody is different. For some, they say that most females think that we're together just because we're hanging out with each other. And if you add intimacy on there, it's a done deal. That they say most females feel like that. But I don't think that's necessarily true. Men have that same assumption as well.
Okay, Lady K.
You like speechless.
All right. Once again, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Today, our subject is what makes a spouse cheat. And we're having a great conversation, y'all. So I hope if you're listening, hey, you're getting a little bit out of it because it's fun for me. Now, the question was, when do you know you're in a committed relationship? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Unless I myself say, you know,
we're together.
Even to just ask the question.
Are we together? You just randomly just say, are we together?
After hanging out so long, you have to ask that question. If you get those emotions and stuff, then yeah, you have to ask that question.
You do, but okay, how do you know you in a committed relationship?
I have to ask.
You have to ask. Heck
yeah. So, like you said, just so you can clarify the relationship.
And
right.
I think most women feel the same way. I think that one of the problems is that there's too many little kids trying to play grown folk business. They may be grown in age, but they're not grown in maturity.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to move right along to the next subject. Yeah, I'm kind of getting beat up around here on this.
I'm going to need you to just say what you feel. You know, you ain't got to be shy.
Now, she's talking about being shy. It's my show, y'all. I'm going to be shy. Okay. Now, with that being said, here's another question that I just thought of. Now, if you're in a committed relationship and you or your spouse decide to cheat, what is more hurtful, I would say? Would it be with somebody you know? Oh, here's a better question. What if your spouse is cheating and one of your friends saw it and came and told you? Would you be upset, jump on that friend, or check it out for yourself?
Are you asking me personally?
I was asking.
I'm going to go check it out myself. Because more than likely, if my friend approached me and told me, as a woman, we have what I call little spidey ovary senses. We know certain things is going on. And if you don't acknowledge it, you're in denial. But you kind of already know. So for your girlfriend to come back and tell you, you know in your heart of hearts whether or not you believe what she's saying is true or you don't. So you don't listen to what nobody else come tell you now. I believe that as a woman, you should just go investigate yourself. You already do that anyway. You know what I mean? And little things that you do, not on purpose, but I mean, just investigate yourself. And the things, what I'm saying is that just, now I'm not saying jump on them. Where was you at? What was you doing? Da, 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 da. I'm just saying, like, just investigate. Watch if his character is changing. However, we are creatures of habit. Is he being a little different? Is what he's saying adding up? If 1 + 1 = 2, then maybe she just want to interrupt your relationship and she don't really have your best interest at heart. If 1 and 1 add up to 8 and it's not right, then I'm going to need you to go and make sure that everything is kosher, because it's more to just cheating. It's more than just a betrayal. There's health risk involved. You know what I'm saying? There's other people. People, babies be popping up when people cheat. You know what I'm saying? And people come up with stuff you can't give away. And I ain't no sense in everybody getting involved in all that foolishness if it don't need to be that way. So you got to investigate the source, obviously, and know whether or not that person has your best interest at heart. And even sometimes when people have their best interest at heart, it's really up to those two people on what they're willing to deal with or not deal with. Because I've known people that they've had cheating in their relationship and they're still together, on strong. And I know some people that didn't have no cheating. They had maybe a financial issue. Them jokers divorced. So it just depends on what those two people that are in that relationship are willing and willing to go through, because it's a constant commitment and a compromise when you're working and being with someone. Somebody might love you enough to forgive you and say, I want to stay together. Somebody might, in your heart, you might say, I'm done. That's my last straw. I don't want to be with you no more. But who can determine how somebody might feel if they're in a committed relationship with someone?
Now, see, it's funny you said that, because a couple of questions came to me while you was talking there. The first question is, having financial difficulties in a relationship or a marriage, would that cause a spouse to cheat?
It could.
How?
How? I'm going to use this for an example. Let's say we can use the 1st and the 15th. The government pays its employees on the 1st and the 15th, do they not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if on the 1st and the 1st the rent is due and, you know, a couple other things that are out on the 1st, they're due. Is that not right? On the 15th, you may have a phone bill or something else is due. If one of those spouses, male or female, are always footing that bill and making sure everything is together, and let's say, for instance, the man is always trying to make sure the bills is straight, and the woman always goes out shopping, spending all the money before I get there, oh, he going to get a little tired, especially if he done tried to go get another job, if he done tried to give blood, if he done tried to do anything else to try to get extra finances in the house, and she's still going to go spend it like they rich like that, you know what I mean? He might at some point and just get tired of it, because he going to run into the right female that says, oh, you don't got to go through that, or I got you, don't worry about it. I'm a this, that, and the other. So it can be like that.
All right. I hear you. All right, I see we got a caller on the line. Let's see what we got going on. Hello, caller. You on the air. Let's talk.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing fine. And yourself?
Oh, I'm good. First off, I just started listening to the show, and it's very stimulating because it actually represents. Is there like a radio playing in the background?
No, it isn't. All you might have to do is just turn your volume down a little bit, and maybe it might work better on sound.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing is that I turned my radio off, so I don't know. Weird. I just hear a little bit of an echo.
Oh, we can hear you very clearly. Go ahead on, caller.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Here's the thing, though. I was actually in a relationship for about 2 to 3 years. It was a woman that I knew from work, and her name was Patricia. And, the thing is that I found out she was cheating on me for a little bit. First, she gave me the silent treatment, so I kind of figured that, you know, there was something going on. And then when we started talking about it, there was a lot of words going back and forth. So, you know, it turned kind of ugly. And I remember what happened was one time she was turning the kitchen around the corner, and I just got so infuriated, and I just broke the bitch's nose.
Wow.
And here's the reason why I did that, too, because the night she stuck a woofle bat right up my ass. And I was very pissed because that shit hurt.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, caller.
I later, like, punched her again in the nose, and then I had to sodomize her, too. So I had to show who was boss. So it kind of goes to show you a woman's place is not to step out of line in a relationship. The man is the dominant one.
All righty then. All right, caller. All right. That was interesting there. The only thing I got to say about that is. Because, wow.
That was
different. I never heard. Whoo, Lord.
That was a different part of I think we should just move on.
Yeah.
That was different. So, in a relationship, you were asking the last, you said finances, how finances might affect or not. From a male's perspective, how do you think finances might help or not help or hinder?
Well, I actually agree with you.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I actually agree with you on that. I mean, if you're out there spending the money, and, you know, especially if only one of you working, you just spending money left and right, that'd be a problem.
Or how about if let's switch it around and let's say the woman, they both work, but the woman is fitting most of the bill and maybe the young man has an auxiliary. Let's say he's a biker or he's, I'm not trying to go against people that ride bikes and are in bike clubs or anything like that. I'm just using that as an example, people. So I'm saying, let's say he has a different auxiliary or something that he's participating that he funds more to than now. How does that affect, how do you think that would affect the household?
Well, I mean, it could affect it a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about auxiliary, and you just you're not putting anything in, but you just putting money out. You know, eventually that conversation gonna come up.
Right.
And if that conversation come up and it keeps happening, then you know you setting yourself up then.
You are setting yourself up. I believe so.
Yeah, you know, I really think you are setting yourself up. So with that being said, then finances can be a big problem.
Finances can be a big problem. We can probably sum up some of the things that we said so far. We have finances being a real problem, nagging. And what else did we say? Jealousy. What, do you remember anything else of the other things that we said?
I just remember the nagging.
Remember the nagging.
Look. Here's the bottom line. No matter what it is, the one thing that's communication.
I believe so. I think we said that on several different topics. Communication.
I mean, communication is the key, I guess.
It is. Definitely. I think it is.
All right, y'all. Well, you're listening to Let's Talk. You want to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and we'll talk to you in a few. Be right back. y'all. We're back. Thank you for listening to Let's Talk today. Our topic today is what makes a spouse cheat. And I have a special co-host, Lady K, here with me. And I'm your host, Eric Jackson. We are live from Fort Hood, Texas, y'all. All right. Now, before the break, let's talk about finances. And now the question is, if one of the spouses, whether it's male or female, is not working at all, would that cause a problem?
That might cause a problem, especially if all the financial responsibility is just on one person.
Oh, okay.
Well, how about if let's say the female is working and the man is at home and he doesn't work? Do you think that that's something men can handle, or being in a reverse role type of thing, since society says it should be the other way around?
Well, what I'm saying, it's not the 60s anymore, the 70s, where, you know, that was the norm.
That's true.
For
that's
a woman,
true.
You know, to stay home and the man did all the work, you know, or in some cases in the 80s, it started changing to where the men, you know, you missed the mom.
Right.
Yeah, you know, when the women went to work and the men stayed home, which is becoming more prevalent today. But what actually has to happen is there has to be some type of communication there.
And a balance, I think.
Yeah. I mean, because some men are sensitive about that.
That's true. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, could he handle being at home? I'm not saying that it can't be done. That's not my question. I'm asking, could he handle emotionally the responsibility that's needed at home? Like you said earlier, they got to be handling their business and keeping home, right? Or something that you said to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
So can he keep the house clean? Can he cook and make sure that everything is provided for, like as a woman is expected to do, like you said earlier in the show?
Well, I hope he can.
I hope he can, but I mean, is it realistically, how does that work for the man ego? Like, you all have an inner self that has to do certain things. You know what I mean?
I mean, it realistically, yeah, it can happen. I mean, it can happen. In this day and age, yes, I think let me put it this way. More older gentlemen now handle it better than the younger generation.
Okay.
And like you say, it's more of an ego thing.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, it's more ego. So with that being the way it is, then once again, we go back to the communication part of it.
Okay. And when you said ego, can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
How about like if the woman is making more money than the man, how do you think that might, you know, feed into someone cheating or not cheating?
Now, you know what? In some instances, the man may feel inferior because his woman or lady is making more money than he is. So, and maybe he feels he has to go out and find something or someone else to feed that need, his ego needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you
so
think it is something inferior?
I think, it's an inferior thought. You know, a lot of men feel like a woman should never make more money than they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, if she's making more money, fine. He gonna hold that against her, but he gonna go out there and find something else that's gonna fill his ego to make him feel more manly.
So, is that something? Is he not feeling like he's needed or he's desired? Or I mean, do men have those same feelings like we do? Because earlier I said I just want to spend time with you and have our intimate moments. I need that. That's something that I need for me. But so you're saying men have that same desire, need, and want that they need that woman to need them, and if financially she makes more money than he does, then or he may not have a job as she does that make him feel like he's not needed anymore?
In some instances, yes.
Hmm. But why should that
most men, look, I'm going to say it. I'm going to put it out there, men. Hey, y'all know it's true. Most men, whether they feel inferior or not, they're not going to let you know. Because that's just the way men are brought up, are made up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, that feeling is there.
Wow.
Now, don't get it twisted now, because men will let you know what they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, we're going to talk more in code. See what I'm saying? We're not going to straight out and say, look, babe, I got a problem with you making more money than I do.
Right.
You know, as you say, we may get the nagging or complain about this, complain about that. But that's our code for saying we got a problem with this.
But, okay, so if there's a problem with that, then why not enhance yourself or do something to help you maybe take some classes or maybe learn your craft better or do something else that might make you feel fulfilled as a man instead of equating it with the amount of money that comes into the house?
Well, see, being a man, mm-hmm. that's what we thinking about, money. You know, being the head of the household, because that's all we taught. We're the man of the house. We're supposed to be taking care of home.
Okay, and what is taking care of home? Because earlier you told me what taking care of home is from a female's perspective.
From a male's perspective of taking care of home? Easy. You know, our woman shouldn't need nothing. We should be taking care of home that way. Paying the bills, you know, that's the way it came. We paying the bills. That's the way we're taught. We're supposed to take care of everything financially with the house, the family, and everything. Mm-hmm. What the wife brings in or the spouse brings in is supposed to be, what can I say, extra?
Mm-hmm. Like an accessory.
Yeah, an accessory. So with that being said, in some cases, like I said, men have a problem with that to a certain, some men, not all men now, some men have a problem with that. So in order to satisfy that ego part, that id and super ego part of the brain,
uh-huh.
they go out there and find them something else to occupy that time or fill that space that they feel is void.
So then, I don't know, why not just leave if you're not happy?
No. See, here's the catch. As a man, now we know when we got a good thing or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, you leave? Are you crazy?
I'm just saying. You don't like that I make more money.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Me miserable, you miserable, we miserable together.
But see, here's the thing about cheating. Especially if there's kids involved.
Oh, kids.
I mean, your family, period. Most men, no matter how much they cheat,
mm-hmm.
you know, how close to home they cheat,
mm-hmm.
how many times they get caught if she let him back in,
right?
He ain't going to leave his family.
Most men.
Yeah, most men. He's not going to leave his family regardless.
Okay.
I mean, he may be good for 2 or 3 months, but he's easy. He's going to slip back out there.
Okay.
But regardless, he's not going to leave his family because he is a family-oriented person. He's just not happy at home, so he goes out there to take care of what he needs at out on the outside.
But why not fix what's broken at home instead of going out there and going to go get someone else? Because from a female's perspective, I would like to know if there was something that I could have changed or made different or made our household different, even whatever. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to quit my job, and I know this is how we're living, but I'm just saying, why not communicate that at home instead of going out there and finding somebody else?
Maybe they don't know how to communicate it.
What?
I'm just saying. You know, some households, you know, I did a show on this a month ago or so. Some households don't even sit down and talk like that.
You're right. Because we don't have dinner at the table anymore,
right.
like how we used to back when I was younger or you mm-hmm. was younger. There's certain things that just doesn't happen anymore. I agree with that.
And with the evolution of cable and satellite, what have you. Most of the time, you don't even go to bed together at the same time.
That's true. You do have a point. So you're saying that, once again, it comes down to communication.
Yeah, right.
That is something.
But like my show was a couple of weeks ago, you got to want to put the effort in.
That's where the want to come in, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
But that's why I say people do what they want to do. It's a choice thing. If you want to make that relationship work, I believe that you are going to take out the time, the effort, and you're going to try to make it work. You're going to try something.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that one. I really do. Once again, y'all, if you want to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, today we have a special episode of Let's Talk with my co-host, Lady K.
Hey, how y'all doing?
And we are having one great conversation, y'all. So if you want to join in, just hit us up. Now, going back to our topic, which is what makes a spouse cheat, here's a good one. What if you got a friend? See, we got to work them friends in there because they're issues. Now, your friend come and tell you your spouse is cheating,
mm-hmm.
right? After you done went and complained to your friend about your spouse.
You already
But wait a minute now. But your spouse isn't cheating.
Wow.
So how would you handle that?
Did I not say consider the source? Come on now, consider the source and investigate on your own. You would be immature, childish, and on so many different levels, not a woman, to take the word of somebody else over somebody that you're in committed relationship with. That's just my opinion. If y'all are in a committed relationship, shouldn't nobody outside the house dictate what's going on in that relationship? I don't care whether or not how many times I done came to you and complained about Joey or whoever I'm dating. You, as my friend, should realize and understand that I'm just venting, and then as soon as I calm down and get whatever I need out of my girlfriend relationship, I can go back to my man-friend relationship and make that work. Come on now. It doesn't mean we're over or we're going to break up because I had a problem with him. I just need to get some things off my chest. How you going to take that person and then come juncture up some invisible scheme that joker cheating on me and have me all riled up? We both outside in black outfits, black hoods, sitting outside by the hood of the car waiting for him to come outside and prance on him and stuff, looking all crazy. Now we going to jail and got court cases because I'm listening to you. No, that's why I said investigate the source and go investigate who that, consider the source and investigate on your own to see if that's going on, because you already know before you even went to your friend whether or not you feel in your heart that your man is cheating. And it don't come from no Lifetime movie. It don't come from all the things that you see on TV. You know in your spidey ovary senses that something is going on. I do believe. That's just my opinion. Every time I thought somebody was cheating that I was dating, 99.9% of the time, that joker was cheating. Whether or not I found out legitimately or not, when we broke up, in his face, he would say or look at me and be like, oh, okay, I wasn't right by you. I've had them come back to me years later. I wasn't right by you. I know you wasn't. That's why we're not together. I'm just saying.
So, all right, so what you're saying is women have like a sixth sense when their spouse is cheating?
Yes, yes, yes. Just like you have a sixth sense of something wrong with your baby. Just like you have a sixth sense of something's going on with one of your friends. We do. As people, if you're connected to somebody and you love them and care about them, you know in your heart of hearts that something is just not right. By the sound of their voice, by something that they did, their behavior, all of that, you know that. You know that if you're paying that close to them. Now, if you don't care and you're just trifling, you might not know. If you out there cheating, too, you might not know. You might not know because you look occupied.
Okay, then. So basically what you're saying, if a friend come to you, you know, take the source, take it for who it is, and investigate yourself.
I think you should, as a mature person, you should. You shouldn't just take what somebody else say and go around with it. If you didn't see it for yourself, do not believe it. If there ain't no signs and symptoms of something in front of you, do not believe it. Go investigate for yourself and find out for yourself, because you yourself know how much you can tolerate and what you deal with and what's going on with you.
Okay. All right. Y'all agree with that, listeners? I think she may have a point on that one. She may have a point. Now, when we talk about what makes a spouse cheat, I think we done covered the work.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Finances,
the finances, jealousy.
Nagging,
yeah.
Not working right in the bedroom.
Yeah.
We talked about that a little bit. I was trying not to participate. But yeah.
Well, hey, you got to talk about it, right?
You got to talk about it.
Okay. Now, here's a good one. Here's a good one. What would make a spouse, now, they say they've been married before, whether it's man or female, right?
Okay.
And they married to you now. What would make them, and you know, they divorced, so they married to you. So what would make them go back and cheat with the former spouse?
If they didn't close all those chapters. If there were some unresolved issues and situations and they still love each other.
So if that's the case, then so why even marry you?
But see, that's the thing, though. People, I believe that sometimes you do things because out of emotion. And you're just angry. Let's say that I was married to Joey. I'm going to just use that name. I don't know why it's coming to me. But me and Joey and I was married. And Joey and I kept fighting. We argued or whatever. And we decided to get a divorce. And we didn't divorce each other. We never settled the issue on why we was angry, why we was fighting or whatever. And he goes and marries somebody else. And then I go and be with somebody else. Just because we're with other people don't mean that we don't have closure. You know what I'm saying? That we ain't settled what's going on in our relationship. And then sometimes people don't even care whether or not you're with somebody else. They're going to be with each other anyway. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I've seen that before. Like, let's say the baby daddy, he with another girl. He come home. He going to be with the baby. Every time he go visit the baby, he going to be with the mama. Sometimes men do it because they feel like that's the only way they can see their child. Sometimes men do it because they know they can, because the baby mama going to always sleep with them because they know that she still loves them. Sometimes men do it just because they just being men and they people and they do what they want.
Why you keep putting this on men. Let's
because
talk about the woman
saying.
Side of the house.
Okay, so women do it too. Okay, okay, whatever. Women do it too, but it's a low percentage as compared to how many the men.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
no,
that was a low
no.
That
now,
was a
yeah,
low
that's
low.
A low because everybody know that women scheme harder than men when it
what
comes
you
to cheating.
Mean that women scheme
y'all
harder
do.
Than men. Y'all just dumb and get caught.
Well, see, that's my
that
point. That's my
things.
Point. See, but y'all think about it more than we do.
Oh,
you know.
Wow.
You know. I mean, come on now.
Women do it to prove that they can still have that man. Hmm.
Oh
now,
hell
mean?
No.
What do you mean?
Well, in that case, men can do the same thing. But what is the purpose behind it? Especially if you got somebody at home that's good to you. Why are you out there cheating
it's
with
not...
that former spouse? You left that spouse. So why are you cheating with that spouse?
What you mean?
That former spouse. That's
that
right.
Spouse.
You done divorced them, cussed them out, did whatever. Now you done went and married this other person, but yet you keep going back to him because you know you still can. So why did you even divorce him in the first place? Now you've been wrong to this man or woman over here because you're cheating on him.
Because I think that sometimes when you go and be with someone else, that person is going to give you more leeway and do more stuff than that other person doesn't because they have standards. And what I mean by that is, okay, let's say, once again, Joey and I are together. Joey can't come in at 3 o'clock in the morning talking about he's been clubbing all night because Joey is married. I have a problem with that. I don't want Joey to come in at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't want him hanging out with his friends that I know be cheating on their girlfriends and wives. I want him to have some respectable friends. So I'm always constantly telling him that. Mm-hmm. I don't like your friends, and I don't want you going out to the club coming in at 3 o'clock in the morning. What you have any business doing with single folk do when we have a relationship and a family. He might have a problem with that and just fine. I don't want us to be together no more. We get a divorce. Not saying that's the only reason, but that's one of the reasons why we got a divorce. He goes on to be about his business. Now, he done met the other another female. Who don't care if he has trifling friends, who don't care whether or not he come in the house at 3 o'clock in the morning. She just happy that Joker came home at all. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, he going to do what he want to do, but he still want what he want, but he have what he have. You know what I mean? He ain't going to change it because he get to do what he want to do because that young lady might not have the same standards and requirements to be in a relationship.
Hmm.
Yeah, didn't think to investigate that, huh?
No, that was a good one. There, you ran that one on me. Then you kind of boggled my mind for a moment. But
it's
yeah,
all right.
I'm with
you
on that.
The things that's boggling my mind.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. Once again, y'all, the topic today is what makes a spouse cheat. If you want to join in the conversation, you dial in at 347-838-8622, or you hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now I have with me today Lady K. We are into this conversation, this topic, y'all. So, once again, if you want to join in or just make a statement, just give us a call or send an email. Hey, we can do it either way. Now, boy, she got me on that last comment. She really did. But we're going to move right along.
Moving right along.
I still say you're doing that person wrong by doing that, whether you feel that you can or not.
You're right. You are doing them wrong. But
yeah.
Once again, though, I don't think a lot of people really, I want to say standards, but I don't think people really think about that when they're doing what they're doing. They don't think to investigate all of the things that are going to transpire and happen. It's like a domino effect. Because you did one thing, it's going to parallel to a whole other thing. And right then in that moment, they're thinking about what they could have right now. They don't think about what's going to happen in the future. Because what could have started out to be this one-night stand, we're just going to do this one time, could be good to you or whatever the case may be. I got away with it, whatever the thrill is, y'all going to continue to do what you do. But you might have accidentally fell into that situation. I know nothing is an accident. I'm saying, like, you met somebody, you guys really clicked. Y'all get along, and y'all put yourself in a situation where you ended up being by yourself and alone, and the opportunity arose, y'all took it instead of walked away. Accidentally.
Okay.
Accidentally.
So let's go to the nitty-gritty of it all.
The nitty-gritty
the
of
nitty
it all.
Girl. Here's the question that I'm sure everybody's waiting on.
Go ahead.
Who cheats more, the man or the woman?
What?
That's the question everybody want to hear.
Well, you already know I'm going to say the man because I'm a woman. And ain't no sense in us going out like that. I'm going to always say it's y'all. And I mean, I think it is.
Why?
I just think it is. I think because women, I think when a woman really, really loves a man, it takes more for her. If she can stand more and deal with more before she'll step outside of her house. A man, the wind blow, y'all boogers is gone.
Oh, see? Hey, now, no.
What?
No.
You don't agree with that?
No. I'm going to tell you why. Women are smooth, so smooth at things. They be cheating for years, and the man has no clue.
Oh, what you trying to say? What
y'all I'm going to say, y'all are so smooth with what y'all do because y'all have everything planned to a T. I give you credit. Men are dumb with them. That's why they get caught.
Right, that's why they get caught.
But see, women have their little friends in there, too. Mm-hmm. You know, so why they planning, you know.
So y'all don't recruit friends? Our friends
are dumb, though. They get alcohol in them, and they forget what you done told them. I'm gonna tell you like it is.
Say you don't have no good qualified friends.
No, you can call. Hey man, remember tonight I'm gonna be with you. All right. And we went out of town together.
Right.
Man.
Next thing you know,
she done called him. Nah, he wasn't with me. I don't know where he at.
What?
You know,
ain't got no loyal friends.
Trying
to say females, we can call our girl and be like, yo, I was with you. Me and you
heck
together.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other. And I fell asleep because I got to drink it too much.
Uh-huh.
And I slept on your couch.
Right.
And she going to remember that.
She going to remember that.
You right, because that's my girl.
She going to remember that.
Right. I'm not saying that we're more slicker.
Yes, y'all are.
That's good for the gooses.
You know,
together.
Yeah, but I'm saying y'all are.
And
y'all,
what we do,
see,
we can do
it better. So, every time, you know, there's more... I guess things saying men get caught, that's because women are smarter and don't many of them get caught like that.
Oh, okay. But women do get caught, though.
The only time women get caught when they want to get caught.
Wow. What you mean want to get caught?
When y'all have reached your point and you're tired
and you don't care no more.
What? And you
give me a scenario.
You get
what
caught.
Give me a scenario because I'm just too tickled about that. What do you mean?
Okay.
Get caught
here's a scenario.
Tired?
There's a certain club or bar or whatever that you know your man and his friends hang out at.
Okay.
But now you know your man is going to be home that day, that night. So
right.
You and your friend that you're supposed to be going out with, you're going to go to a certain bar, but you're going to make sure that his friends see you.
That's a setup right there.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're saying that not only are we crafty at cheating, but we're crafty at setting y'all up.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Every night y'all got to prove y'all love. Is that what you do?
That's right.
Every night?
That's right. Every night.
Lord. And you don't think that y'all don't do the same thing?
Hell no, we ain't that smart.
Oh, y'all not that smart. Well, I'm glad you admitted
what happens, though, sometimes, you know, some of us do have a little brain, but that's when we to the point where we don't care.
That you to the point that you don't care.
Yeah.
So you're saying that at some point in time, you might begin cheating, but at some point in time, if you've done it so much, you done got to the point where you don't care anymore and it doesn't matter. You just going to keep on doing what you do.
Yeah.
And you're going to sabotage the other person or set up a scenario so the other person can see you instead of just being man or woman enough to go to that person and say, I don't want to be with you no more.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't working.
I had a friend. I'm going to tell you, he was so good at cheating.
Mm-hmm.
He would start an argument with his wife.
Just so he could leave the house
to his girlfriend.
I heard that happening before.
And she fell for it every time.
Every time. I heard that happening before.
So that one day she caught him in the room with her.
And how'd she get all the way to the room and all that? What? 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 How'd she get to the room?
Well, what happened was, you know, we was in the barracks because we was military. They was kind of separated, but, you know, they still were seeing each other.
Right,
you know, they
were
still married.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he had a room in the barracks, and she stayed in her barracks.
Okay.
And he had his little friend come over.
Okay.
Well, that certain night, you know, I went to talk to him, blah, blah, blah. And I said, man, you need to lock this door for Mama come up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we called his wife, Mama. He said, okay. So, you know, I went back to my room. You know, being in the barracks, you know, you got them thin walls and the vents that you can hear through.
Yes.
All of a sudden, next thing I heard, you motherfucker, don't you go nowhere, bitch. Bah, 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 bah.
What? That was doing all
that? Oh, yeah. Then I heard a knock on my door, right? Eric, can you help me move my stuff out this motherfucker's room? That was his wife. And then he come in later, talking about, nah. I said, I told your daughter. That's what I'm saying. When you really... We don't think sometimes.
Mm.
Even after your friend that gave you a warning, dog, you need to slow down, whatever. It don't register. No.
Because you think that you can do what you want to do.
Right. But believe me, no matter what, she always took him back and he never left her.
What? Well, that goes again to say that what somebody, one would
See?
Tolerate, somebody else might not tolerate.
Yeah, I'm saying,
I don't know if I can handle all that. You know what, in all honesty, and I've had people cheat on me, I haven't never caught anybody in the act of cheating, literally. Like, I haven't walked on no room and then they was, you know, doing they do.
Mm.
I haven't done any of that. But I have found evidence of cheating and them admitting that they cheated. You get what I'm saying? But I have never, like, walked in. So I don't know how she was able to keep her composure, because I don't think I could have did it. I'm just saying. I walked up in on y'all. Come on now. Yeah, you can't even lie. It wasn't me. You can't deny that. It's you. I'm looking at you. You look at me, and I'm looking at
us. But you know that works sometimes. That's what I've been told anyway.
Mm-mm.
It's not what it seems. It's not what it looks. Yeah.
It's what it seems, especially when I know what you do.
Okay. So we never answered the question.
Who cheats more? I told you, men.
No, call us. What y'all think? I say women are more crafty. That's why they don't get caught as much, but they cheat as more.
They wow, because we're craftier, we cheat.
That's right. I mean, you
so
get away with more.
What's the ultimate woman cheating? That she's craftier than she cheated more. What are you gonna say? Especially happens in our community. What would you say would be the ultimate thing a woman would do? Which you know she cheated and she didn't carry that phone for you. Y'all know where I'm going with that?
No.
That she, baby is yours.
Nah. And now that's where we'll stop cheating for
Woo!
Real. No, it ain't.
You fool around, the baby didn't walk across the stage and be like, thank you so much. That was
now,
somebody else.
Now, see, when that happened, he was just dumb.
He didn't want to believe it.
Yeah. Now, men, I'm going to tell you, even women, if you out there cheating, I don't care what the reason is, practice safe sex, please.
Yes, please practice safe sex.
Now, unless you'd have been fixed, even if you've been fixed. Practice safe sex.
You know what I mean?
I mean, come on now.
It's the real talk.
Yeah, that's for real. But I still say women cheat more. They're craftier.
Okay.
So we don't hear more about it,
okay,
that much
I'm
about
ask
it.
This question. What constitutes cheating? Is it when they become intimate with each other and have sexual intercourse? Or are they just talking on the phone, just seeing each other like at a restaurant or something? Does that constitute as being cheating too? I was wondering that.
Now, that's a good question. I guess it could say, well, if you're not really touching, talking, I mean, touching or being intimate, is it really cheating? It's more flirting than anything.
I don't know, but some people might say that that's cheating. Y'all done went out on a date. Well, not a date. Y'all sitting at a restaurant. You at one side of the table. She at the other side of the table. That ain't cheating.
No.
No? No.
No.
It's not.
I mean, how can it? No. You see, that's not what you said.
What did I say?
Who was making googly eyes at each other?
What did I say? When does cheating start? Does it start when they're sitting at the restaurant with each other, across from each other, and when they become naked and they're doing the butt booty naked dance? Which one is it?
I don't know. I guess that depends on the individual.
On the individuals in the relationship. I guess I can agree with that. Because some people might say it was when they was at the restaurant. Because you have the intent to do it anyway, you just haven't made it there. You got to woo the person. Probably.
But I mean, you talking intent then? That's not saying that they actually gonna do it, go through with it.
You know that you know as a man and a woman that when you see someone, you know whether or not you're attracted to them or not. That's the only thing you got to go on. You don't have nothing else other than he's sexy standing there, sexual attraction.
Now I'm glad you said that. So what you're saying is when a woman first see a man within about the first 5 or 10 seconds. You know whether you want that man or not.
Sometimes 5 minutes, because 10 seconds can get by, and you might think you was going to give him some. That fool fool around to say something that you don't like, and you have to renege on your thought process.
All right. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard Lady K say it, right? Y'all heard Lady K say it. I didn't say that. She said it.
You got to renege.
See, that proves my point, what I always said, you know. Hey, women know. So men, you know, if you don't get that response within the first 5 minutes, you need to move on.
What? Are you serious? Wow.
She done said, you ain't going there.
I'm not laughing at you.
I'm glad we got that out of the way. So, with that being said, women cheat more than men.
No, that's not being said. I'm not going to agree with that.
Hey, that's what she just said. Women cheat more than men.
No, I did not. Uh-huh. We're going to agree to disagree on that one. We're going to agree to disagree on that one. I ain't learned nothing in my anger management class. We're
going to
agree to disagree.
All right, y'all. Once again, to call in, leave a message or she got me messed up now. Participate in the conversation. You can dial in at 347-838-8622 or you hit me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. All right, this is a special special day for Let's Talk. Now, our topic today is what makes a spouse cheat. Now, since we didn't came up to the conclusion that we cheat more than men, we going to move right along on this.
What? It's your show. I'm going to let you say what you want to say, but men cheat more.
Anyway, now, Ben and Weedon went there. So tell me, do you consider it cheating?
Consider what cheating?
You sitting, your mate and somebody else sitting in a restaurant together across from each other.
It's cheating if that bullet didn't tell me he was going out with some other woman to the restaurant.
How?
What you mean how? It's cheating if he's not man enough to say, hey, I'm going to go to a business meeting and we're going to have lunch. I'm just letting you know this is that and the other, because communication is important. But if you have to dodge the bullet, go around other corners or whatever, you got something else going on. You got a different agenda. You meant to be out there. You meant to do what you was doing, and you had, your agenda was you finna tap that. That's my perception of that situation.
Oh.
But if you can be not saying you can just tell me I'm going to go be with this woman. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, like, if you can't be honest of where you're going and who you're going to be with and what you're going to be doing, mm-hmm. and just general conversation, not checking up or anything, then you hiding something. And, yeah, you cheating.
No.
Okay. Let me ask this scenario, though. Is it okay for your lady to be sitting at a restaurant across from another man, no matter what time of day it is, and she ain't tell you or you ain't get no inkling of it, she just hanging out? They
Now, here it is. No. Let's get it straight. Okay, now. Here we go.
See the flip the head ever.
Here we go. Now, if all that action is going on, that non-verbal action going on, then hell no, it ain't good.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
And the other thing is, if it's after 6 o'clock and she's supposed to be home.
6 o'clock at, I mean, in the morning?
No. At p.m. 6 o'clock p.m.
Oh, she got a curfew now.
No, but she, 6 o'clock, she off work at 4. No, she need to have her ass home with me.
What?
I'm just going to put it out there.
Is that a little jealousy and possessiveness out here?
No, that's called respect.
Oh.
That's what that's called. Because I wouldn't do it to her. I wouldn't do it with her. So that's respect for your spouse.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? Now, if she's sitting in there like 8 o'clock, whatever, with some other man, I better be sitting right next to her.
Wow. I'm not saying I mean, it shouldn't be
unless I know
she got to be home at 6 o'clock. I can't get past that.
No. She better not be sitting in a restaurant with nobody.
So it's okay for her to be somewhere else? Just not at the restaurant?
Don't run me. Don't go with that.
I'm just asking.
No.
Does the same go for if they're a boyfriend or girlfriend?
You're damn skippy.
Oh, well, but see. Unless
you said I'm going to eat with so-and-so. It's good because you let them know.
Okay.
So if they want to come join, you know, give them the opportunity to join.
I got two questions from that.
What?
One of them is it okay for your significant other or your spouse to have a friend of the opposite sex? And the other question is, because we run into situations like this, and the other question is, you mentioned the word respect. Where do you think that should start in a relationship? We haven't mentioned it no other time in this, you know, conversation. We talked about communication, but no, we didn't never talk about respect. So how does respect play a role?
Okay, we're going to touch on respect. Respect should start from the first time y'all meet.
That's true. And do you think that all those little bitty, I think that all those little bitty expectations somehow should have been put in conversations along the way to know that it was inappropriate for your boo to be sitting at the restaurant after 6 o'clock and shit.
Well, you know, though.
How's she supposed to know that?
Well, sometimes it goes to where in the process of getting to know each other,
mm-hmm.
those things don't come up until they actually happen.
That's true.
Now, the key to it is if it happens the first time, don't go flying off. Y'all sit down and discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? You discuss it. You don't go into a big argument or production.
Right, blowing it out of proportion.
Right. Now, if it becomes a habit,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not saying blow up at her, but I'm saying you must emphasize it just a little bit more. Don't put your hands on her. And don't y'all ladies put y'all hands on him.
Right.
But y'all need to discuss it and make sure each one of y'all are clear on
what's expected.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think respect is treating people. You learn this in kindergarten, treating people the way that you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if it would kind of upset you, you know, to find your significant other or your spouse mm-hmm. in a position or in a place, I'm not going to say position because mm-hmm. I don't want y'all to take it there, but in a place where you would feel uncomfortable, then you shouldn't do that to that person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's fair.
I'm going to tell you, because if it keeps going on, you know, I may love my spouse, my wife, but bitch, I'm saying, well, if she can do it, I can do it too.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's
not
okay to do something because you see somebody else do something.
But that's a reason. But that's a reason I'm going to use.
Oh, we talked about that earlier. So my other question is it okay for your significant other to have friends of the opposite sex?
Yes. Now, here's the key to that, though. Now, if they're truly your friend,
mm-hmm.
somewhere down the line, you and your spouse got, you know, them and your spouse have to meet.
That's true. I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree with that. They have to meet each
now,
other.
Now, if it's one of those friends that you, okay, I can understand if that certain friend is out of town.
Okay.
Okay, that's a different thing.
That's a different thing. I agree. They don't
but
live the same.
If you're in the same area. Town and you're always saying, my friend this and my friend that, and I'm going here with my friend, eventually them and your spouse should meet.
Yes.
So there won't be any confusion about what the relationship actually is.
Most definitely. I agree with that because that, once again, bringing all the cards on the table and letting everybody know where the relationship lies. Because there have to be boundaries. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're in a relationship with someone and I have a male friend, I want my person that I'm in a relationship with and my male friend to know there ain't gonna be none of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have my boo and then you my friend on the side, and it has to be lines drawn as well as for them to know their role and how they play in my life. And I think that should come from the person that has the two friends
mm-hmm.
and not really so much as them other people coming into each other. It should already be established.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Now, hey, it's just that clear, y'all. Once again, to join in the conversation, you dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Okay, now we didn't clear it up. There's respect and the male friend, the other friend, the of the opposite sex thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, what if, here we go, what if your spouse say, your friend like you?
Mm.
Then how would you handle that?
Well, if that's happened to me before, and I ignored him because I guess I didn't want to see that's what that person was like.
Mm.
But later on, when I was approached by her, I kind of like very much, it wasn't nice, my response, really, to be honest, because I went off, and it was ugly. Because my feeling of it, we've been friends at that point for like 6 years, and you've known me long enough to know that I don't go that way. So when it's like a female-to-female thing. So if you know I don't go that way, why are you approaching me? You're supposed to be my friend. Now, if it's a male and my husband or significant other said that your friend like you and I don't really want you to be there, I would probably investigate to see what's going on. But at the same time, maybe I might consider limiting my time with my friend because my relationship with my spouse or my significant other should be just more important than my friendship with him, and he should understand that and he should respect that. And maybe all three of us probably need to sit down and talk, or I need to talk to that person. Because once again, I said, I think it's that response is my responsibility. If I have a spouse or a significant other and then I have a friend and they're both males and I'm looking at them, it's my responsibility because they both matter to me and they're only in each other's life because of me to smooth everything out and make things right, regardless of which way it goes. And if that person does admit, yes, I do like you, and yes, I'm going to keep pursuing you, and yes, I'm going to be whatever, if I want to still have this relationship, then they got to get the boot, because this ain't going to work, because every time I go somewhere with them, what is my spouse or significant other going to think?
Okay. All right. I can understand that. Talking, because you mentioned something that we haven't touched on yet, but we're about to get to it. Now, what happens? No, not what happens, but what causes your spouse to cheat with the same sex?
I really can't answer that question because that's something that's not something that I would do. But I have known people that have had spouses to cheat with someone of the same sex, and I'm still baffled and shocked and appalled because I don't understand. One scenario I think I can give the young man happened to be taking a shower, and he was at the house, and he was, you know, getting unwinded from his day, and his significant other came in with her girlfriend, and she proposed a situation to him, and he decided that he was going to take her upon that little situation that she's proposed, and all three of them decided to have an intimate moment with each other. And when the young lady liked their intimate moment and wanted to have intimate moments without the significant other involved anymore, it became a problem with the spouse. And it just kind of created like a bigger picture. So on my outside looking in, I don't think that's a good idea either, because it causes more room for something else. Because who's to say who's allowed to be with who when they want, when you didn't already open up that door?
So basically what you're saying, if they cheating with the same sex, it's something that's underlying, or as they say, they got a down low bone in their body.
They got a tendency.
Not the tendency.
Tendency.
Wow. All right. I mean, that was just something that flew into my mind. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, I've known some instances, you know, in the military where we came back off deployment, and, you know, the soldier then went home, and his wife, like you say, in the shower with some other female, mm-hmm. you know, and they getting busy.
Man.
You know, so I'm just trying to figure out what causes that.
I really don't know. And I don't really think it's so much as just in the community that you mentioned, the mm-hmm. military community. I think it would be anywhere. So if it's somebody have a curiosity, if that's somewhere that they want to go, I don't really think that people have boundaries. I don't think that they have standards a lot of times. And I'm saying people because I don't want to throw anybody out. If you choose to like someone of the same sex, that's your choice. But I think that you should stay on that side if that's the side you want to be on. Why be greedy and have both sides? That's just crazy. Then now I can't talk to nobody because you got all the sexy ones on both sides. Now I got to look over here and find an alternate somebody to look at because you done turned everybody out. That ain't fair.
So, okay, all right. So what you're basically saying is if you have those tendencies, you're more likely to cheat than if you didn't have those tendencies.
I'm not going to say that that's the case. People going to do what they want to do. I'm saying that if you have those tendencies, you need to stay on one side.
Okay, here we go. What if you meet the person, mm-hmm. right, and they tell you, I'm bi?
Okay.
You know, they like both of them. So would you be more accepting of them cheating, or would you be more, how can I say, cautious about them going out alone somewhere?
Am I choosing to be in a relationship with this person?
Yeah.
Oh.
That what I mean, if you chose to be in the relationship.
If I chose, which I would not,
mm-hmm.
choose to be in a relationship with somebody that was bisexual, then no, I would not understand whether or not they were with somebody or not, because we are together. You don't have no permission to be with no males or females.
Mm. Okay. Well,
I'm a little selfish.
You're a little selfish.
I'm a little selfish. I'm stingy. I want to share something.
Nah. Okay. Now, what if, here's another scenario. You get with someone, and they tell you up front, I have never been monogamous with anybody I dated.
Wow. That's
so,
honest. That's okay.
I mean, that's honest, but if you, how could I put it? Is that a reason to accept cheating? Since you have accepted that, they've sat here and told you that. You know, and then they go out and actually be with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Are you more willing to accept them cheating because they have been upfront with you, or are they still held to the same standard that all your other mates are held to on the cheating side?
Honest human response is going to be angry and upset that the person is cheating, regardless of whether or not they told you that upfront, because we don't really want to share. That's not something that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
However, because that person was honest man enough to tell me that I've never been in a monogamous relationship, if I choose to be with him, then I am accepting everything that comes with him. So how can I get mad and upset logically, mentally now, that he's cheating because he's already told me he can't be in a monogamous relationship? So if I, a dummy, go be with him, then I can't be a dummy, be mad when I find out he's cheating on me because he didn't already tell me I'm going to cheat on you. With that statement. You get what I'm saying? But in my heart, mentally, you know, in my heart, I'm going to be pissed off you cheated on me. You get what I'm saying? I don't think people really, they don't think logically, they think with their feelings and their heart. You get what I'm saying? So they're going to be mad at the fact that they cheated, even though they know that this person cheats and that's just what they do. But your behind thought that maybe some people think they can change people. Maybe they think whatever they think. But if a person tells you that this is what I'm going to be and you don't listen to what they said, you dumb for being with them and then thinking that a different result is going to come about. That's like insanity.
Okay. So once you accept that person as your mate, then if they cheat, you have to, basically what you're saying, you have to accept it because you said, okay, we're going to be together regardless.
If you didn't establish no other ground rules, you basically accepting it but being with that person, I think.
Okay, here we go. You know I've got a twist this stuff.
I already know. Go ahead.
All right. Now, since you know they have, you know, they're not going to be faithful or what have you, does that give you a reason to go out and cheat?
I was once told by an older woman in my life that said, no matter what, how much he cheats on you, you don't do it. And she said, because you don't give him no reason to justify the mess and the foolishness that he out there carrying on. You do everything you're supposed to do right. That was some logical, you know what I'm saying, some truthful, good wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say I utilized the wisdom, but it was some good wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
In all honesty, sometimes I think we do justify our hurt by going to go be with someone else because we know our significant other, our spouse, has been with someone else because we feel as though if they can do it, then I can do it. Or if you don't want to be with me, there's somebody else that I know that will be. You get what I'm saying? And we put whatever things we want to put to make ourselves feel good. We tell ourselves whatever we want to make ourselves feel good to justify why we're out there. But I don't think it's a good excuse. Now being the mature, you know, person that I am, it's not a good excuse.
Okay, I agree with that. I'm with you on that. That's some good stuff.
I got you.
All right, y'all. You're listening to Let's Talk, special Saturday edition. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and with me is Lady K as my special co-host today. If you want to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Today's topic is what makes a spouse cheat. And we have covered a lot of ground on what makes a spouse cheat and the conditions behind them cheating. So with that, we still going to carry on. Once again, if you want to join in, just give us a call or send us an email, and we'd be more than happy to discuss anything with you. Okay. Now, we didn't cover the same sex, you know, if they bi and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, putting all this together, let's say, what is the number one reason that'll make your spouse cheat? Is there a number one reason? Or is there a combination of things that would cause a spouse to cheat?
I think that there are a combination of things that would cause a spouse to cheat. I don't think there's just one thing. Mm. I think it's a combination of things.
Okay. I mean, like, before you put me on blast and made me tell what would cause me to be, you know, not honest. So I'm going to put you on blast. What are some of the reasons that would make you step out?
Some of the reasons that will make me step out are...
Now, we're not saying that she's going to do it, y'all, but just reasons, okay?
Just reasons.
Just in case
reasons.
Her boo is listening, we want to make sure he understands.
Some of the things that will make me want to step out is not being a man of your word. You know, like, let's say he was out of town on a business trip, and he said, I'm going to call you a little bit later before you go to sleep. So we can talk longer. I got to go to this meeting and I'll talk to you later. And you're like, okay, later comes and it goes 2-3 days pass. I still ain't got no call. Matter of fact, I got to call you. How you doing? Are you okay? And after the first time, I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, I'm still a little nervous, but now I done got a little pissed off because you done did this before.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, I'm going to take it upon myself to believe that you're just doing that just to get rid of me off the phone. That's one thing that aggravates me is not someone being a person of their word. You know what I mean? Like, if you say you're going to do something, you should do it. And if you can't do little stuff like call me back when you say you're going to call me back, how can I trust you to do anything larger than that? I don't like anybody to lie to me, so those things bother me because I'm very honest and open with people. So I don't like lies. So that would aggravate me. And I don't like feeling like I'm invisible. And I am just a nice trophy. You just have me to show off, and I'm collecting dust on the shelf. Those are probably the three top reasons why I would be like, I can't do this. I got to go and find something else to occupy my time. I'm not saying that's what I would do now at this time in my life, but those are the things that kind of bother me. So once again, if I'm feeling those things and like I'm going out, men have this radar just like women do, that to, like how we have spotty ovary senses. Men have a radar to women that are neglected in some certain areas, whether or not their friend told them, whether or not their girlfriend, you know, they friend, the young lady that they're pursuing's girlfriend told them, mm-hmm. whether or not they just see it on her face, because we are women kind of like show how we feel on our face and every expression and things like that. And also, if you see me all the time, and every time you see me, I'm by myself, but I claim I have a man, men pick up on stuff like that. So, of course, men are gonna, a man would at some point in time, so little lady, every time I see you, not with him, you know, what's going on, how you doing, is everything all right? And next thing you know, everything that he's not doing,
mm-hmm.
this other person has the opportunity to step in and do, because that person just neglected those little things, and those are the things that would cause me to step out and do something else, because hey, we human.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Those are some good reasons. They really are.
Man, I mean, it's not right.
Wow.
I mean, it's not right to go cheat on people, because I mean, if you're gonna do that, you might as well not be in a relationship. I mean, me and my older self are saying that right now.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, I gave every reason possible to make it justified to sound good. But I don't agree with cheating. I really don't, because if you're gonna take it to that extent, you might as well just be single and do what you want to do by yourself anyway.
Okay, so. With that being said, here's another question. So as we get older, does the urge to cheat becomes less? Or is it just once it's in us, it's in us?
I think we make better choices. I don't think that the urge to cheat changes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we make better choices. And I say that because if I'm looking at what's that young man's name? Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
On the movie, and I'm at the movie theater, and I'm looking at him. He is beautiful.
Y'all be quiet with my head like my yeah, girl. Say it, girl.
He is beautiful, but if I really care and value my relationship,
mm-hmm.
and I really care and value who I am as a person, I don't care if Idris Elba was standing in front of me, as much as it's going to hurt me to say this, I'm going to be faithful to my man, and I'm going to be faithful to myself. Because it's, first of all, it's about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, he comes secondary when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't want to give Idris, of all people, the impression that I am just not trustworthy and I'm going to be with you and knowing I got a man. I got to, you know, keep myself, my ego and my self-esteem together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in the long run, I think that we just, as we get older, we make better choices. I don't think it's so much as that we don't want to. We just know the consequences of them, and we don't feel like going through what we got to go through, especially if we've met this person. If you know this person's not going to tolerate that, or y'all done been through some things, you're not going to risk that. Or if you've already been in a relationship where you all cheated on each other, or somebody cheated, and now you're in a new relationship, you don't want to go through what you went through before. So you might make different choices in this new relationship to cause it to be right than you would have earlier in your life or whatever. So as you get older, you get more mature, you make better choices.
Okay. Well, okay, y'all heard what she said, right? Well, I'm going to put it out there. I tell anyone I meet and get involved with, if it came between them and Pam Grier, Pam Grier going to win. Now, I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. Hey, Pam Grier is Pam Grier, y'all. You old school, y'all. If y'all old school, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about.
What?
Pam Grier is the bomb.
You go in all of that intelligent conversation with a Pam Grier.
That's right. You said, if I put it out there, you said it yourself. You put it out there at the beginning of the relationship, so if it happens, you shouldn't be surprised.
Wow.
That not what she said, y'all?
I did say that. I'm going to let you let that bite me in my behind. I did say that.
That's what she said.
What I'm saying that is, if she acknowledges and says that Pam Grier is, you can go, but I'm going to trip you on your way down and talk to Paris and talk to her with a bloody nose. Then, yeah, go ahead and talk to her, see how much she like you now.
You know you're wrong for that one. Now she talking about abusing somebody.
I didn't say I was trip you. I did not say I would do anything.
Uh-huh, right. All right, y'all. Once again, you're listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. I have a special co-host, Lady K, in the house with me today. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, we get close to the end of the show, so we're going to go ahead and summarize everything up for you. And I hope you're enjoying the show. And if you missed it, just join in. The show is all archived, so you can go back and listen to the whole show anytime you wish, on demand. I like that part of it, on demand. All right. Now, Lady K, we didn't talk about what we think is the number one reason your spouse will step out on you. So, talking to the ladies, I want you to tell the ladies right now, what is the best thing they can do to keep their spouse stepping?
Wow. The best thing I think, ladies, to keep your spouse from stepping out is take care of your business. You don't have time to be worrying about what all your friends are doing. Take care of home. Be attentive to little things that go on in his life. Ask him how his day is doing. It's not just about making sure the house is clean and the food is cooking and the kids are taken care of. I mean, for him, if he has a hobby or something that he's interested in, he likes watching sports on ESPN, things like that, you may not have to sit down and watch a sport with him because that might not be your thing, but take the time out and make sure that he have his bowl of chips and he have his drink out for him so he can enjoy his game and give him some peace during that 2 hours or however long that the game goes on for him to enjoy his quality time. Because I best could believe that if you let him enjoy his quality time with them boys watching the game or whatever he's doing, and you put on your nice little outfit with your shoes and walk in front of him when the game is over, young ladies, when it's over, I'm sure he is not going to mind tending to all of what he needs to tend to and being attentive to you. But just being supportive of him, I think, and making sure that both you have what you need, communicate and talk with him, talk to him and make sure that he knows that you care about him and you still, you're in his corner. I think that that's one of the most important things that you can do in a relationship.
All right, ladies, did y'all hear that? I think that's some good advice. I think that's some good advice. Especially if his sport is on, don't bother that man. Because you're not going to do nothing but irritate him, okay? So, but that's some good advice. Now, men, I'm going to tell you what's up with that. Here we go. Talk to her. Listen to her. That's all you got to do. That's not hard. You talk to everybody else all day long. So when you get home, talk to her. Let her know that you are paying attention to her. You know? If you plan on making love sometime that week or even early in the day, you know, start the foreplay earlier in the day, you know. Make her feel like she's the queen, she's special. There's no one on the earth besides her. If you do that, I guarantee you won't have any problems either. Of course, that's my theory. You can go with it or not. But if you're cheating, you need to stop, try some of this remedy stuff. And you'd be surprised how well it may get better for you. All right, y'all. Well, you know what time it is? It's time for us to get up out of here. We want to thank you for listening to Let's Talk today. And we want to give a special thank you to our co-host, Lady K, who is really... All right. So, I'll talk to y'all Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. Central Time. When our topic is going to be, stop naming these babies all these crazy names. All right, y'all.
That's a good one.
Other than that, I'm out of here. Peace.